Confession. Sometimes, when I'm bored, I watch clips from the Jimmy Awards. It's a musical theater competition for high schoolers.
And all the king's horses and all the king's men will never put poor Charlie together again.
That's Renee Rapp's winning performance from 2018. She was 18 years old. And since then, she's had a career to rival any of the great divas. She made her Broadway debut the following year, starring as Regina George in Mean Girls.
Face it, use me. You saw the sexy clothes. My supermodel pose. What did you know?
Now she's starring in the hit HBO series The Sex Lives of College Girls, which is in its second season.
I'm still seeing Tori. Stephanie's out. August is in. If Monica sends one more gif, she's out. Hot bangs girl from the student center flossed in front of me, so she's out.
And she just finished up a sold-out tour for her debut solo album, Everything to Everyone. Renee Rapp, welcome to All Things Considered. I'm amazed you found time for us with everything else.
Thank you. Listen, happy to make time for this. I'm very excited to be here.
You have such a long list of titles next to your name, but you've said you always wanted to pursue a career in music, that was the number one goal. So why did you pursue acting first?
So essentially what happened is, like, ever since I was, you know, born or like had a thought, I kind of always knew that like being an artist and being a musician and a songwriter was exactly what I wanted to do. And I was very determined to do whatever I had to get to this point. And I was always on stage. My mom would sometimes put me in local musicals in my hometown. And I didn't love it, but I was like, this is a great opportunity for me to perform. I just always related to like pop artists and pop music more. And like Beyonce was more interesting to me than like Merrily We Roll Along, personally.
Okay, so you're saying that starring in a Broadway musical was for you a means to an end.
It was
a stepping stone.
It was, to be honest. At first, like, that's exactly what I wanted it to be. I basically switched to an art school halfway through high school so that I could hopefully compete at the Jimmys, get seen by agents, get a job, work on Broadway, move to New York, and do music. Hmm. That was like my master plan.
I've heard some musical theater performers say they found it hard to cross over and be taken seriously as TV actors or as recording artists. Mm-hmm. Did you encounter any of that?
I think I did when I was younger. But I think like I am someone who like I wear my everything on my sleeve. So I think I kind of hopefully make it very hard for people not to take me seriously because I'm quite aggressive and I'm quite delusional.
That's a potent combination.
Yeah.
Well, another thing that strikes me is that, like, you have your own fan base that you've built. You've got more than a million followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
The minute you announced your tour, it sold out immediately, in part because you don't have to wait for a producer, a record label, a venue to turn the PR machine into gear and generate interest.
Yeah. I'm very spoiled. I think, like, I feel like I'm the biggest fan of my fan base. They're very loyal, and I think we like found a lot of comfort in each other. It's an amazing experience, and it honestly has become very familial.
You released your first single, Tattoos, in June of last year.
15 and 16, I had to be strong. 22, I'm still scared of it all.
Why did you want this to be the song that launched your solo music career?
To be honest, it was the first song that I felt good enough about to like really post on social media. I don't think I ever thought I would put it out, though. It just gained traction in a way that I had kind of always dreamt of. Once I had numbers online that were easily digestible to people who are in music, they were like, oh, people do actually want to listen to this.
It almost sounds like having this relationship with your fans allows the process of writing and releasing music to be more of a two-way street than the cliche go into a studio, record an album, then release it to the world and see how it lands.
Completely. I've been trying to get signed to a major label since I was 16. And every single time that I had meetings when I was a kid, it was always like, we don't really understand you. We don't really feel like people care. But that traction on that video ended up getting me signed. So, like, wow. My fans got me signed. Like, I attribute my career to them. That changed my life. Knowing that you could just let me go and not just be lonely,
missing, holding your head when we're half asleep. You often play roles of sort of queen bees, like privileged young women exercising their power.
Yes.
How does that compare to your childhood in North Carolina?
I think it does in a lot of ways, especially with Layton, my character on College Girls. Like, I see so many parallels to me as a kid when I was growing up.
Describe that kid.
I think that kid was really, really, really judgmental of everything that she was. I would hear a lot of like homophobic things or like very like ignorant comments, things like that. And I was also such a perpetuator of those things. I was so homophobic to myself to the point where like I wouldn't come out to anybody and I'd be like kind of judgmental when I would like be seeing someone who wasn't a man, or I wouldn't be in like a heteronormative relationship. I did that. And so does Layton.
I don't want being gay to be my identity. I like my identity. I don't want to be the gay Kappa girl or the lesbian cousin. I don't want to be other.
It made me face a lot of stuff that I did not want to. And so not only did I become like way more comfortable with who I am, I also like saw a lot of like the ugly parts of myself I didn't want to see and then had to address. When I walk in the
kitchen, my heart hits the floor. You said that In the Kitchen is your favorite song you've written.
Yes.
It's also your most streamed song. What do you think makes it so meaningful to you and your fans?
That song to me feels like I like shed a skin that people knew me from, right? Because everyone knew me, who did know me, from a Broadway time, from a very specific relationship, from a very specific way I presented myself. And a lot of that had to do with like me trying to make myself smaller to like make someone else comfortable. But when I wrote In the Kitchen, that was like, I have had enough of that. The playlist, but I still hear all your favorite melodies, strangers to lovers to enemies. So I'll dance with your ghost in the living room, and I'll play the piano alone. I was no longer gonna like limit myself for someone else's happiness. Like, I was gonna do it for myself.
Renee Rapp, it's been so great talking with you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Her debut solo EP is called Everything to Everyone.